Hello and welcome to the Dad Up Radio Show. This is a father-friendly, father-focused space to empower fathers and father figures to strengthen the connection between their children and themselves. I am your host, Seamus Gordon. Let's dad up. All right. So, happy Tuesday, everyone. Happy Tuesday. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Charles, it's nice to have you in the house. This is a brand new day. We could just take it out of the package, the wrapping. It's a brand new day, 1,440 minutes.
And the best thing is that it's always the best day ever.
The best day ever. I let me quickly tell you that the other day when we were talking about, I think it was yesterday or the day before, your little dog, you're the one that can hold it in your pocket. Apparently somebody's all on your side texted me to sort of like almost rebuking me not to tease your dog.
Well.
And I think you know this person too, Patricia Hall.
Yes, I do.
Like telling me to leave your little dog, man.
Hey, don't worry. But
all right.
That little dog has me, well, so my wife says, has me wrapped around her little paw.
Oh, I see, her little paw. That could be the joke for the day. But listen, it is so nice to have you in the studio with us. This is the last week in October. And before we go on to some business matters, I want us to talk about what's happening to our brothers and sisters in the Caribbean island.
Yes.
Particularly Jamaica. Mm-hmm. And from what I have seen and heard, it won't just be Jamaica, but at this moment, that is the island that is going to get the biggest hit.
Yes. Yes. And you know, God's power is just sometimes unfathomable, you know, how that hurricane strengthened so quickly.
So quickly. Man.
Wow.
It is powerful. And I guess part of what I'm thinking as a dad, I know you have been in situation, and I think every dad has been in a situation where they are powerless to stop what is coming to them and to their families. Because no matter how strong dad is, you know, children think when they're little anyhow, we can do anything.
Yes.
This is something that is beyond you.
Yes. And I can't imagine what's going through the minds of our friends down in Jamaica. But last year, this time, a tornado hit my neighborhood.
Yes.
And
people are still recovering.
It was just wow. That's all I could say was wow.
We could go into a discussion about this. There are those who argue, especially people who do not have faith in our God, the Bible, the God of the Bible. Well, if there is a God and he's in control of everything, why is this happening? And the irony is, let's follow that argument. If there is a God, these things should not be happening. Therefore, there isn't a God. All right. So if there isn't a God and it is still happening, where's your argument?
True.
But that's semantics, and I know I love apologetics and I love arguing, but there are people there who at this moment and family members here, I mean, that island is dear to me. I grew up in Jamaica. So even though I was, well, the UK was lucky to have me born there. I was lucky. They were lucky to have me born in London, UK, but I grew up in Jamaica, and thank goodness I did, because the values that I learned, quite honestly, my brother, I am not sure I would have been the person that I am right now. In fact, it was in Jamaica. It was October 15th, Sunday, October 15th, 1978.
Your second birthday.
That I started this journey. And it is all as a result of the people who believed in God and served God without the niceties that we have mm-hmm. here in America, stained glass windows, cushioned seats, and still we complain, who turned the AC up or down?
Yeah.
But these folks, they served God and served each other with the very little that they had. So we are going to be praying for, and we are praying for those friends and family members that we have there.
Yes, and I must mention, I haven't talked to him yet, but my dear friend in Tony in Texas, he's Jamaican also.
I didn't pick that up when we interviewed him.
Well, he spent a lot of time here in the United States, but he was born in Jamaica. So,
all right, and he's one of your closest, longest friends.
Yes, he is. So I'll talk to him soon, I'm sure, just to pray with him.
I've reached out to friends and families, but the power is like, it's hit and miss on a good day anyway, let alone a Category 5 hurricane.
Yes.
So life does, in life, we experience all types of hurricanes. And
yes.
The literal ones, they don't last forever, but there are some things in the life of a dad that sometimes come and wipes them off their feet and their family, and it seems hard to recover, but there is always hope, isn't there? There is always hope.
Yes, there is. I'm struggling with the decision now, but I think I will go ahead and say to the Dad Up Nation that I do have a personal hurricane right now. Two Fridays ago, I got diagnosed with prostate cancer, and treatment is necessary. I don't feel any different. I don't feel in a negative way. Notice I said I was diagnosed, not that I have, because I'm not claiming that. But I'm going to go through whatever the doctor has for me. I did a scan this past Friday, and he could see it inside the prostate, so it's localized. So it's just a matter of taking that journey. Now, I have wonderful people praying for me. I have wonderful people standing with me. And that's where the hope comes in. And I don't mean to make this program about me.
No, it's not that, my brother. It. You and I, we talked, and I knew from a while back, and we didn't even discuss if and when you would talk to our listening audience, especially our dads, about that. But we're talking about a storm right now.
And that's kind of what prompted me to go. And what I'm getting from this, and the greatest thing was that I didn't even realize it was happening. It was my doctor. And that's why we encourage our men to go to their doctors. My doctor is the one that caught something happening. And after I did the biopsy, that it was found.
How? We couldn't have orchestrated this discussion even if we wanted to.
Yeah.
Today's Tuesday. Normally on Tuesdays, we talk about the physical.
Yes.
So for those who are listening for the first time, and I want to say, where have you been? We have been here since the 1st of August, 2025.
Oh, yes.
We choose the word spies to help determine our discussions each day. On Mondays, the S, spiritual. On Tuesdays, the physical. On Wednesdays, the intellectual / mental health. On Thursdays, the emotional. And on Fridays, the social well-being of dads. And here we are talking about the storm.
Yes.
We have connection. I have stronger connections with Jamaica mm-hmm. than you, but you do have.
Yes.
And you are using this opportunity to share with our listening audience that there is a storm going on in your life and that of your family. when people hear the C word, it's not the COVID word. It's the word cancer. And for many people, it seems as if, oh no, this is the end of the world. And it doesn't always mean that.
It's not. And you know, I have to admit, when I got the diagnosis, I was shook. I was shook for the better part of the day. And that's the human side of me. But once I started talking to my wife and talking to my family, my aunts and my uncle, and it was orchestrated that Sunday, Pastor Miller preached a sermon on how we have evidence of God's healing or God's sovereignty all around us. And all I had to do was look in my church of other men who had gone through this journey.
Including one of our guests that we had here, Angel.
Yes.
His testimony about being diagnosed and going through the whole works, and now he is on the other side.
Yes. And I know I talked with my wife, and we're a couple of laughter. We're a couple of joy. And she flat out told me, that is not going to change. I'm not going to allow you to fall into despair. We're going to keep going the way that we always have, and God will take care of everything. And I truly believe that.
All right. Let's talk, my brother. You brought it up.
Yes. It wasn't planned.
No, that's good.
We started talking about storms.
Most of the things we talk about here, is, I won't tell our listening audience, but it's not that you always get a preview. How, you are a man of God. You are a man of God. You're a man of faith.
Yes.
And when something like this hits your body, the temple that you have here right now, I think it's fair to say that no matter how strong a person is, I don't watch WWE often, but even the strongest ones, if he gets hit from behind and he didn't expect it, it sways him a little bit. He will bounce back most times.
Yes.
But something like that will throw you off.
Yes, and it did. It really did, I have to admit. And my wife and I, we cried together. And after we had, I'll call it my little pity party, and it's like, okay, let's get going, let's find out what we need to do, and let's fight this thing, because like I said, I have all these examples around me,
clouds of witnesses,
yes, of people that have come through it no matter what. And I believe that God allows everything. Nothing happens without his authority. And one of the things that we always say, that you never have a testimony without a test.
Without a test.
So this is my test. I'm going to have my testimony, and God's going to get the glory.
Man. Well, first of all, man, thanks for, one, sharing it with me. I knew it for some time. And two, thanks for being willing and vulnerable enough to share with our listening audience, especially our dads, our father figures. What would you say, I know the obvious question, the answer, but what would you say all this means for men and their health and their relationship with their doctors?
Well, we must, as men, a lot of men have been taught from a young age to pull up by your bootstraps. Mm. Keep going. You're a man. Don't cry. That's not necessarily true.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
And again, in order for us to be the best that we can be, we will need help from other people, especially our doctors. And again, if I hadn't been going to the doctor, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Some people will say, well, you know, I don't want to know, but why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
In order to be the best that you can be. And if again,
if you did not know the time, you could have gone years.
Yes.
If that long.
Yes. I could have gone a long time. And it was.
And it would have been worse then.
And again, it wasn't for prostate health. There's a test that's called a PSA. That it's a blood test and it shows different levels of the prostate. And the threshold is 4. Mine had been trending upward for the last several years. And I didn't notice it. But my last one was at 4.6. And that's when my doctor ordered a biopsy. And he found some cells. And he said he was surprised because normally when he finds cells, the PSA level is usually in the double digits, 10, 12, 14. So it's surprising to him. So I'm believing that it's caught early enough that it can be treated and it'll be minimal downtime, minimal distraction to who I am as a person, and minimal distraction to my life. That's what I'm believing. And again, I thank God for my doctor that he was diligent enough to see it because I did not see it.
I'm glad you said that, my brother. Yeah, you were at that conference.
We had
a men's conference, and one of the brothers said something. I think it was Angel, but I can't remember. He said, the way we treat our cars and our mechanics.
Yes, he did. It was him. Yes.
We should actually treat our bodies and our doctors the same way. Actually, I need to bring back that blessed thing I have out there because I went to the mechanics, and now when I reverse, I hear a sound. It wasn't there before. So the same thing with our bodies. When we go to our doctors, and I know we learned that from one of our guests, they write in Latin. I just thought they write bad, but apparently it's in Latin. Yes. So be brave enough.
Yes.
To use your right. It's, after all, it's your body. It's your life. Ask questions,
yes,
man.
And I learned a lot from Brother Angel because when the doctor asked him, is there anything you want to ask me? And he asked a question and told the doctor, this is what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
And that prompted the doctor to do further tests. And that's when he was diagnosed. So when the doctor asks you, is there anything you want to ask me or anything you want to tell me, tell them. Ask questions. That's what they're there for.
Yeah. That's what you're paying them for.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think it might also be, and this is something that I had to personally do, and it might just be me because my mind is always thinking of things way ahead, is if something is happening, write it down. Because have you ever been to the doctor, man, and you can't remember what it's when you came out and you're going home, you think, ow.
Yes.
So write down those feelings, those symptoms, those whatever it is, so that when you do go, you have your list. Pull your list out or your smartphone.
That's true. That's what they're there for. And I've been blessed to have doctors that my wife and I, we've had great rapport with.
Mm.
And if they do find something out later, they well, why didn't you tell me on the last visit? So I've been blessed. And that's very important to find a doctor that you have a great rapport with. There are some that are so quick to go on to the next thing. You have the right to slow them down.
Yeah.
And say, this is what's going on.
Yeah. Man. No, I'm. It's almost as if I'm hearing it for the first time, and it's not. But I also know that for you, for your family, certainly for your faith, this is one of those times when what we have spoken of to the other guys, to the dads, is no longer theory.
True.
It's no longer something we simply say because we have a microphone in front of us.
True. And you know, in the Bible it says that heaven rejoices when one sinner comes to repentance. If one man who wasn't going to the doctor now starts going, I'm happy. That's what this is about, encouraging our fathers and father figures, encouraging men. If I can get one man that wasn't going to the doctor to start going, then this is all worth it.
So, this one body that we have
is
a gift from God.
Mm-hmm.
And it houses everything about us, our minds. We talked about it some time ago where Paul says, present your bodies. And I was thinking, why not present your soul? Why not present your spirit? Why not present? Mm-hmm. Well, your body houses all those things. And Karen, I won't explain to our audience why she gave us Brussels dark chocolate Pepperidge Farm in a lovely bag. But if she presents to me this box, everything that is in the box, I also get. So when we present our bodies as a living sacrifice, a living healthy sacrifice to the Lord, then everything, our thoughts, our mind, our everything, our spirits, we're saying, here it is, Lord.
Yes. And I learned long ago that, yes, God wants your obedience. He wants your whole being. And as men, sometimes we struggle with that because we like to be in control.
Yeah.
But God is the one that gives us that control. So we must. It is imperative. We must submit to God.
Speaking of submitting to God, we as a program, the DADA program, we have a decision to make by the end of this month, and we're in October, about our next step in terms of ministry. We came on air on August 1st, Friday, August 1st, 2025. And we had a sort of three-month runway because we wanted to make sure that, one, the resources that we use, time, money, donations, all of that, were being used wisely because we're stewards of God's word. And we wanted to make sure that it was having an impact on the listening audience. And from what we have seen and heard through text and otherwise, many people do love the fact that there is a program that is father-specific, father-focused, father-friendly. I mean, what happened this morning is a classic example where, as a co-host from day one, you have not missed one day. You're able to say to the guys out there and to the moms that you have received a diagnosis that wasn't the happiest from a human point of view, and how it impacts you, but how you have rebounded and are rebounding and recalibrating.
Yes.
And make sure you make God your central focus, because as great as health is, as great as wealth might be, as great as relationships might be, they are secondary. Because it is possible that you can have great health, great wealth, great everything, and not have God, and therefore you're out of guilt.
Yes.
So while it is important to have good health and all the other wonderful things, if you have God as the core of your life, as a dad, and as a man, even if the other things sort of fall off by the wayside, man, you stay the course.
Yes. And I can honestly say, outside of that few hours where I was in my little pity party, it hasn't changed anything. I'm still upbeat. I'm still the person that I was before the diagnosis.
We're going to prove that upbeatness. I need a joke from you this morning.
Well, you know, and I kind of have two.
You kind of have to. Well, all right. You probably need to give us two.
Well, you know, there are a lot of people that love boats out there.
So for those who are just listening for the first time, and again, I don't know why you would just be listening for the first time. Every morning on this show, we do what we call DGJ, Dad's Got Jokes. And we want to hear your jokes today, man, in light of all that you have just said.
Well, for those of you that want a boat, I know a guy.
Hold on.
Noah, boat, ark. I know a guy if you want a boat.
Okay. A Noah. Okay. You know what? All right. You know something? This is not even coincidence. I'm coming right back here, man, because I have the joke that I have for this morning is interesting. Do you know why they couldn't play cards on the ark?
No.
Noah was standing on the deck.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think this morning this is a Noah thing.
Yeah.
And it's a flood thing. It's a storm thing.
Yes, it is.
It's a hurricane thing.
And you know, it's physical day, and I did have a good workout, you know, and I had my Bible with me. But my Psalms got sweaty.
Yes. You need an apple. Holy, I tell you, laughter is, as the Bible says,
it's good medicine.
It's good medicine. Yes. And listen, brother, I appreciate your integrity. I appreciate your honesty. I appreciate your vulnerability. And as dads, we want to encourage our dads and our father figures to ensure that they do all they possibly can to take care of themselves. And that includes their physical health. And to quote a wise man, treat your doctor like, as a mechanic, like how you treat...
Yes.
What did he say? The way you treat...
Your car and your mechanic.
Yes.
That's the way you should treat your body and your doctor.
Yeah.
And again, if this gets one man to get more diligent with their health, going to the doctor,
oh my goodness,
then it's all worth it.
Listen, we would like your support. We are going to be making a big decision by the end of this month, which is this week, about how and if and when we continue, because we want to make sure that what we are doing and what we are saying is having an impact. And we want to know, are you out there? Are you listening? Please call 561-229-2379, 561-229-2379, or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. We would like to hear, one, that you are praying for us and praying for this program. Two, that you would like to support us with your hours by volunteering 1 hour per week to serve as a dad tour for a child that does not have a father figure. And thirdly, that you will make a donation, your tax-deductible donation, to help us carry on this great work of empowering fathers and father figures to establish, reestablish, or maintain their connection between themselves and their children, as well as to prepare today's sons to be tomorrow's responsible fathers and father figures. And we would like to hear from you. We would definitely like to hear your suggestions and any questions you may have as we move forward or not with this program on the air Monday to Friday, 8:30 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. We will continue to speak to you in one way or another. But in the meantime, my brother, we say,
Dad up.
Dad up. Thanks for joining us today on the Dad Up Radio Show. We would like to hear your feedback, comments, or suggestions. Also, if you would like to support us with your prayers, hours, and dollars, you can reach us at 561-229-2379. You can call or text us at 561-229-2379 or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. That's dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org.